Allen pushed from behind. I think he got it.
Well, he did not get it. He did not get it.
Narrator.
Yeah.
He did not get it.
That was from the television call, ESPN, I think. No, CBS. That was CBS.
It wasn't the Korean call. I know that.
Wait. Was it ESPN? What was it? Somebody tell me.
CBS.
It was CBS. Why would I think it's ESPN? They don't have anything. Anyway,
well,
the Chiefs won.
Help
Chiefs
us out,
won.
Matt.
Josh Allen. Hold on a second. Josh Allen came up short, allegedly. The officials ruled that he did not. Well, it's a bad spot.
You said it wasn't a bad spot.
I didn't say that.
Oh, Matt Pajeski said it was not a bad spot. Matt?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Matthew?
Yeah, we'll see.
Matthew Pauly, was it a bad spot?
Anyway, so the Chiefs win. They're going to the Super Bowl. They're playing the Eagles. Matt Pauly joins us on the guest line. Matt, so the Chiefs once again get the benefit of a call.
Was it a bad spot?
It was a questionable call.
See?
Questionable, like questionable but right, or you're being diplomatic?
They should have. What he's trying to say is they should have spotted the ball better on the field in the moment, and that way it would have stood. Yes.
What I'm saying is that it's not as cut and dry as people on either side are trying to say.
And would you say that is why the Bills lost, or would you say the Bills need to have played better?
I mean, both things are true. That goes into it, but that's just one of many plays over the entire game. If they would have played better, yes, they would have won the game.
All right, so Josh Allen did play really well yesterday. Yeah. I think both quarterbacks, it was almost exactly what you were looking for. Two quarterbacks who are at the top of the league. Going at it, you almost wish that was the Super Bowl, but it's not possible because of how conferences work.
Yeah, I thought the best three teams in the NFL playoffs were the Chiefs and the Bills and the Ravens, and all three of those teams are from the AFC. So last week, that game between the Bills and the Ravens was really good, and then this week, the game between the Chiefs and the Bills is really good. So the AFC playoffs have clearly been the superior side of things. That doesn't mean that Philadelphia doesn't have a chance. Philadelphia is a really, really good team. I think any of those three teams I just mentioned would have been favored against Philadelphia.
So the Eagles and Chiefs will now play in the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs, as you would imagine, mm-hmm. 2-point favorite. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this game?
Yeah, I think it looks like a pretty good game on paper. So I think the Eagles are the smartest team in the NFL. They are the team that... They use analytics better than everybody. They just do a lot of things better than everybody. They don't have the best head coach in the league. They don't have the best quarterback in the league, and that's where you come back to Kansas City. So Kansas City's got the best coach. They've got the best quarterback. They probably have the best defensive coordinator. So I think it's a really interesting thing because this is a game that's going to feature teams that have unique strengths at the top of the league against each other, and that's going to be fun.
Hey, while we were talking about the quarterbacks in that game, of course, Patrick Mahomes, his first 7 years in the league, year one, AFC championship, two, Super Bowl win, three, Super Bowl loss, four, AFC championship game, five, Super Bowl win, six, Super Bowl win, seven, going to the Super Bowl. That is not a normal trajectory for a quarterback. That's insane. That's an insane first 7 years.
You said it. I don't know what I can add to that, Amy. It's remarkable what him and the Chiefs have been able to do. And this is a guy coming out of Texas Tech who is not like this can't-miss prospect. He was respected, but I mean, there's a lot of like, if you go back to it and people post these things on social media all the time, there's scouting grades from people who are very well respected in the football community who didn't think Mahomes was going to turn into to much of anything. And like Ronj and I always talk about, we joke around, if he would have ended up with the Chicago Bears, he probably wouldn't
Trash.
Have turned into anything.
Yeah,
he'd have been rubbish.
He probably wouldn't be a Bear anymore. So he went to the right spot at the right time with the right group of people, and they've turned it into something pretty darn special.
It's such an important point, Matt, that I don't think enough people, maybe the casual person, the casual fan when it comes to the NFL, doesn't quite give enough credit. And that is, if you are a good young quarterback coming out of college, In order to be any good, you have got to be paired up with a coach that knows what they're doing. And if you're not, your career could be over.
Yes, and there's a ton of quarterbacks who came out with all kinds of hype that just completely faltered. And for some of them, it was their fault. Like Johnny Manziel, you probably could have put him anywhere and it just wasn't going to work out because he didn't have the mental makeup to be that guy.
Immaturity.
But for every Johnny Manziel, there's probably a half dozen guys who are completely mature, completely ready to do what they need to do, and they just don't have the infrastructure around them to allow them to succeed.
Yeah, it's interesting, guys like him or Ryan Leaf, who was a huge prospect, and to hear Leaf talk about it years later, that he admits he screwed up. You know, it was him. He had the wrong attitude, and it tanked his career. But coaching matters so much in the NFL. It might matter. In my opinion, I think it matters more than any other sport.
Especially for quarterbacks, I think it would be hard for a really, really good quarterback to overcome bad coaching.
Could not agree with you more.
There was a stat during the game last night that the Chiefs had won 16 straight one-score games, which is an NFL record. And so, of course, then they win yesterday by one score. Do you pull anything from that about the makeup of a team if this is a team that plays close games but always comes up on top?
Yeah, I mean, they just know how to win. And there's something, it's hard to quantify that. When they got the ball back, so we've got this text message with, it's Tom Ackerman, Kevin Wheeler, and our boss, Steve Moore. And I the first thing I did when they got the ball back, I said, are the Chiefs going to win via touchdown or field goal here? Like, there was no doubt. Now they scored really quick, and the ball ended up going back to Buffalo, so it didn't really work out that way. But there was no doubt. When Kansas City has the chance to win a close game late, they're going to win it. They always win it. And until they don't win one of those, I'm never going to believe that they can't win those.
All right. So we know what the matchup's going to be for the Super Bowl. We talked earlier, Matt, about what it's like to live in St. Louis, and there are a lot of Chiefs fans here. Mm-hmm. Some people who have adopted them, some people who were Chiefs fans from before the time the Rams were here when the Cardinals weren't, or maybe they were never Cardinals fans, you know. Is it better in your mind to, and the Chiefs don't really fit this bill because they're good right now, but is it better to be a fan of a team like the Buffalo Bills who constantly give you heartbreak, or to have no team at all?
Interesting question.
Like to not ride the emotional roller coaster. And we brought this up because Matt Pajeski went to the Shamrock, which is a Buffalo Bills bar in St. Louis, and he said people were beside themselves. They were distraught. Obviously euphoric when the Bills would score, but then after the game, just distraught. And he said he was jealous of their passion.
Yeah, I think I'm with Pajeski here because especially, we're talking about the Bills, a team that gets to the AFC Championship game, a team that wins a lot of games in the regular season. There's a lot more high moments than low moments. Now, it's a low moment when Kansas City knocks you out of the playoffs 4 out of 5 years or whatever it is, and that's frustrating. But I would rather go for that ride and enjoy the great moments that go along with it, because let's not discount how amazing those moments can be when you win a great game, when you win in the playoffs, whatever it might be. And I would rather experience those with the cost of feeling horrible after a game like yesterday than just not having any rooting interest whatsoever.
And it's the community that's behind it. I mean, we heard from so many people after the Rams left town that, well, their Sundays were going to be so different because maybe they gathered with friends or maybe they tailgated with the same people every time. You build a community, and we're talking about Scott Jagow here at KMOX, who is the resident Buffalo Bills fan who goes to the same bar every Sunday, and it's full of Bills fans. That's camaraderie. That's community. And when your team leaves you, you lose all of that. So it goes well beyond sports.
Yeah, my life would be different if I would not have had Rams games with my dad every Sunday. Like, that was part, you know, growing up in St. Louis, that was at the age that I'm at, that was part of the routine. And, you know, if they're playing at noon, you go to church, you go to early service at church because you can be home for kickoff, you know, things like that. I got to go to each of the Super Bowls with my dad. Like, I just think of all these amazing times of just sitting there watching football. And I am sad that people in St. Louis don't have that right
now. Yeah, my grandma had season tickets for the Rams, and she would go with the same people every week. And, you know, you sit in the same seats and you get to know the people who are around you and, you know, you get to be friends with them. Like, it's, I know that some people will scoff at sports and say, why do you care so much? What's with all the passion? It's insane. And there was an author, somebody with a PhD years ago when I was in college, we had to read this book. And I cannot remember the name of the book. I wish I could. But in the book, he was talking about sports fandom and how it's literally insane that you devote so much of your energy and effort into it. And I remember reading it, feeling really bad about myself.
What?
Like, what do you mean? So I guess I'm crazy.
That's why
all right,
it's called a
this
fan,
sucks.
A fanatic. But you're,
there are times when a season gets done, and like maybe I go, okay, we're going to do this again in 6 months. Like, what's going on here?
But like Ronj always
says, 6 months is a good amount of time to recover.
As frustrating as it can be to get angry Cardinals texts or callers right on a sports open line, Ronj always says it is so much better to have angry fans than apathetic fans. You don't want fans not caring.
Even you, Matt, who you do a post game show for a beloved baseball team with a giant fan base, even you can admit it's better to have anger than apathy.
Yes. With the caveat that sometimes the irrational anger from some people is a little over the top.
What's it make you want to do when they're irrationally angry? Do you want to?
I'm just glad they're listening to my show.
You want to swear at them?
I'm losing it,
Matt. This is winter warm up is over. We are how many weeks away from what's the report date again? 12th.
It's the 11th or the 12th. I go out on the 10th. I know that. The day after the Super Bowl, okay. I'm on a flight to Jupiter.
Okay, so you're heading to Jupiter, second week of February.
Yeah.
You know, so this is the time. If you have something to say to Cardinals fans, say it.
Love you guys. Well, I mean, Cardinals fans are great. Like, you're trying to paint me in some sort of... There are times where I get frustrated with a very small percentage of people who choose to call my show. I'm glad they call my show. I'm glad they listen to my show. Don't be doing this thing where you're trying to make me out to, like, go after a fan base. I love Cardinals. I grew up a Cardinals fan.
I live this life, man. I live the life you're living with people
you
who are much
love
crazier.
It, though. You love trolls. Engaging with trolls.
Well, I sure. But there were, and I agree with Matt to this extent. I'm going to tell you right now, the Cardinals fan base is larger by many times over. But there's something clearly insane about White Sox fans. They're literally crazy.
Not as crazy as Eagles fans.
The hardcore.
It's a different kind of crazy.
But I'm telling you that I got in the same sort of moods that you would get in, Matt, where you just like, you just want to strangle people.
Yeah. Well,
it
would
happen to me.
I know this was, I think Kevin Wheeler told this story, and not that we have to tell the whole thing, but I love insane fans when they're for different teams, like not my team.
Yes.
Like when the Yankees won the World Series. They hadn't even had the parade yet.
Well, there was that caller to their radio show.
They hadn't had the parade yet, Matt. And this caller goes, I'm glad they won. But if they think that next year they can just sit on their coattail, they hadn't had the parade yet. And he was like, if management thinks that they can just sit on their coattails and not make changes for next season,
I love it. And taking a 10,000-foot view of all the insane, bat-spit, crazy White Sox fans I dealt with, I love all of them. I miss them.
Yes.
But in the moment, it's like, guys, calm down or I'm going to have to murder all of you.
Without the murdering part, I agree with you 100%.
All right. Matt Pauly, Sports Open Line tonight starting at 6. You got a short one because of the SLU coaches show, yes?
Yes. So I'm on 6 to 7. Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star going to join us tonight.
Awesome. We appreciate it. We will talk to you on Wednesday. Thanks, Matt.
Sounds good. Yep.
Oh, really?
Yo, Paulie! There you go. This is with me. I'll call you back later. See ya!
That is Matt Paulie, our sports fella, joining us here on KMOX. And I will admit, I do take pleasure in watching Matt get frustrated with some of the Cardinals callers.
Is that because
or the texters? It's because I did it.
Yeah.
Could
not do it. I would just hang up.
Well, you have
boring.
To you also have to remember that the people who call into shows, sports shows,
aren't normal.
Or text,
yeah.
They're not the typical Cardinals fan.
Yeah.
They are hyper. They're cranked up to an 11.
But people who call our show are normal.
Very normal, great, wonderful
great people. The more you call, the more voice messages you leave and texts. Incredibly normal and well-behaved.
Yeah, leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Stop calling that number that we used to have because we're not checking it anymore. If you want to leave a voice message, you have to download the app and do that. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji on KMOX.